This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Chad Day joins us in studio. Chad Day is, and I'm not quite sure what to call you, kickball expert extraordinaire, the man who makes kickball come back. I've been really looking forward to this because I'm a big kickball fan from way back, all the way back to Cardinal Forest Elementary School in Fairfax County. But tell us first, give us a little Chad Day 101, where you're from, and how, why is it that you're here talking about kickball, of all things?
Sure. I'm originally from the outside of the Pittsburgh area, and I spent a lot of time in Northern Virginia and the Baltimore area, and I started playing adult kickball there with a lot of my friends. I moved down to the Charlottesville area about 6 months ago.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. I love it down here, by the way.
You'll have a hard time leaving, I promise you.
Yeah, I certainly don't want to go anywhere. I love it. Don't miss Northern Virginia at all. But I was looking for you know, something similar to the adult sports I played up there, just for something to do on the weekends and stuff. And I was surprised that nothing like it was active in Charlottesville. There was a kickball league out in Richmond, but that was quite a bit of a hike for me.
So you started up here. You started the kickball league here in Central Virginia, which is now very popular.
Yeah, the interest was surprising. I mean, we did quite a bit of advertising for it, and I expected, you know, to get a modest, you know, response rate as our first season and everything. And I'm still new here, so I was trying to figure out, you know, how best to go about promoting the league. But the flood of interest was crazy. We had to turn teams away just because we ran out of field time.
When did this start, this adult kickball? Because, of course, we know kids play kickball. I assume they still play kickball. They did in the 70s when I was on the playground. But when did this start with adults really getting popular, with where we see adult leagues of kickball?
I want to say probably about 6 or 7 years ago, it really started to catch on. There were articles in USA Today, and I believe Newsweek ran one recently on the resurgence of it. So it's definitely picked up as of late. I think why it's so popular is it's a very cheap sport to get into, and you don't have to have a lot of athletic skill to play it. It's not like something like softball, which some people are, you know, even though softball is a very kind of relaxed social sport, there is, like, some people do take it a bit too seriously. You know, you have some people buying $400 bats, $200 customized batting gloves, and just, you know, it can be a little intimidating for people just, you know, who just want to have fun.
Yeah, and you do need some real skill to get out and play softball.
I mean, I was terrible at softball. I can't catch a fly ball to save my life. I always misjudge them.
Let's back up for a minute. This is really big in the D.C. area?
Yeah, it's huge up in D.C. area. That's where the World Adult Kickball Association is actually founded. I believe they were actually founded by some people who were Charlottesville natives and moved up to that area. And they also have a competing kickball league up there called D.C. Kickball, which has started up. So they're big enough to have two large organizations up there.
Wow.
Devoted just to kickball.
Talking with Chad Day, recently relocated to our area, and started the, what is the official name of it? The Charlottesville Kickball League?
Charlottesville Sports and Social Club. We actually run sports other than kickball. We're running a dodgeball league in the winter, and we're running an indoor kickball league as well. And we're looking into doing some other sports that don't require, you know, a ton of athletic talent to play. We're probably going to do like an indoor wiffle ball league and stuff like that.
You know, I can remember in the like second and third grade when we would go out on the blacktop and play kickball. And I remember because I was the fat kid in class by far. But I remembered when we played kickball, I was just as good as anybody else. I loved playing kickball because it didn't matter if you were fat or skinny or slow or anyone could play, and anyone could play fairly well. That was so cool about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no one in our league who's been able to actually, you know, kick the ball all the way out of the park or anything like that. All the teams are fairly balanced, so, you know, even though, you know, there might be some minor levels of talent between the teams, every team, you know, has a chance to win on any given day out there.
Has there been some competition with getting field space? Because I know the softball leagues in this area are very popular,
yeah,
and there's a million
huge
teams.
We actually were supposed to make up some games due to the rain on Wednesday of this week, which didn't happen because the softball team took the fields because their games have been getting rained out. So we've had a little bit of a problem getting fields mainly because of rain. We were able to secure a field to have enough space for the league, but the weather has definitely taken a toll.
Yeah, there's been a heck of a lot of rain.
Yeah, it has.
So what's the – Chad Day is our guest. We're talking about adult kickball. If you got a question or a comment or you are playing adult kickball, let me hear from you at 977-1070. Tell me the nuts and the bolts, how many teams y'all have, when it officially started – and then, like, how many people on a team, what's the season, all that stuff.
We started in September of this year. We had we have 10 teams in the league, 16 players to a team, and each team is pretty balanced between the number of men and women on each roster. We have a few rules that just make it a little more fair, like no more than two guys can bat in a row before you have to have a girl up there to bat. And I mean, just very—it's very similar to baseball rules. You know, you got your basic strike count and everything. You got your foul balls. You can't run on fly balls until they're caught. You know, just basic rules like that.
Now, when you get somebody out in kickball, you have to hit them with the ball, right?
Right. You can still make a force play at a base, but they're up in—you know—that's of course one of the big thrills about kickball is, you know, hitting somebody with a ball. We've had some close plays at home plate where people have dove into home plate to avoid getting hit by the ball and score the winning run and everything. So that's definitely where a lot of the entertainment aspect of it comes in.
Yeah. Now, do you have a lot of businesses that are signing up with kickball teams? Has this taken off yet in the corporate world yet?
Slowly. One of our teams is sponsored by Mellow Mushroom. They have a team out there. And
I like that pizza.
Yeah, they're actually very good. I ate there for the first time since I've been down here like 2 weeks ago. I was very impressed. We have some other teams that aren't officially sponsored, but it's a lot of coworkers.
Yeah, yeah.
And some team. But I think that's going to grow. I think what they did is going to build, like, we're going to get more organizations out there and more people like the Charlottesville Young Professionals, if you've heard of them. They're putting together a team for our indoor kickball.
And what's the name of the organization again that sponsors this league?
Wild Wing Cafe is actually sponsoring our league. We go there after the kickball games for food and drink.
And drink.
And drink. And one of the key social aspects of the league.
And you have other sports, you're saying. You're starting to do dodgeball as well?
Yeah, we actually have a dodgeball tournament coming up on Sunday, November 12th. That we're running. It's just a one-day event, and we're still testing out some rules and everything for it, but we're going to do a dodgeball season in the winter sometime. I've just been trying to arrange gym space, rather, with the county and having to get all the liability policies in place.
Yeah,
that's
probably
a bit of a logistical nightmare.
I bet. Because when you're talking about adults going into a little room and throwing a ball very quickly at each other.
Yeah, shopping around for a $1 million liability policy wasn't something I was prepared to do, but anything to make it happen.
So. Yeah. Chad Day is our guest. He's the founder of the Charlottesville Area Kickball League, Adult Kickball League, we should say, which has, again, how many people are playing this?
10 teams, 16 players, so we got about 160 players.
That's
in the
amazing.
Yeah, it's very, very good for our first season. I was very happy. I bump into people every day now, so I work near the downtown mall for my day job, and I bump into people who are playing in the kickball league all the time, and I really, you know, everyone seems to be really enjoying it. It's very nice. It's a very nice feeling you know, something that you started be so well received and so well appreciated.
I think it's cool. Gwen's on the phone. Hey, Gwen. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Now, are you playing this adult kickball stuff?
No. I do not play adult kickball, and I'm actually a physical education teacher.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm calling to find out a little bit about this dodgeball.
The dodgeball that is open to, this is an adult dodgeball league.
Yeah,
right.
That's correct.
Yeah, but dodgeball, if you think back when you were in school, and if you think about the female population, a lot of times they stood at the back.
They did.
Because the boys were wailing it, trying to knock the devil out of them.
Yep, I remember that.
So I was just curious as far as your guests.
Do y'all still...
What type of rules are you thinking about as far as this game? Because we don't even play it at my school.
Well, that was my question, Gwen, if we even allow kids to play dodgeball anymore.
Oh, no. We don't play it at my school. No, we don't.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, how does it work with, Gwen, thanks for the call. How does it work with adults?
Okay, well, what are we going to do for our dodgeball league? We've already have rules worked out. We're going to have, there'll be probably about 7 people on the field. You have to field a minimum number of women, so you have to have at least 3 women out there. And there are going to be numerous balls in play. You'll have your standard playground size balls, which are 8.5 inches.
That's that like spongy red ball.
Yeah, it's about those you know,
that you play kickball
the size
with.
You expect. Exactly, they are the balls we use for kickball.
Yeah,
and there would be some smaller 6-inch balls out there that only the women are allowed to throw. That kind of balances out a little bit, and we're gonna have one giant 16-inch ball in the game, which is more of a blocking and defensive ball. We can deflect other balls up in the air.
That's very cool.
Make it easier for your team to catch. But we do kind of balance it out because I understand with something like dodgeball, you get people who can throw the ball really fast.
Yeah,
and
it can be dangerous.
Yeah, we figured if we put in some, you know, kind of a defensive element to the game with a big ball and give the women a chance with a smaller ball to be able to throw it.
Yeah,
at a higher speed.
But in all fairness to women and girls, at my school, there were some girls who were standing out in front of me, and I'll bet you there's a lot of women who would play dodgeball now and get right on that front line as well without
one bit of fear in the world. Softball, and she can throw farther than I can.
So. Hey, Dave's on the phone. Dave, I got time for a quick call, a quick question. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is real quick. I've been a substitute teacher at times, and I've done gym. We did rolling dodgeball. I don't know if you've ever done that, rather than hitting that way, you make sure nobody gets hit in the head.
So you got to roll it really fast, I guess.
You're basically trying to hit somebody like a bowling pin.
Oh, so they got to jump out of the way.
They got to jump out of the way, that's right.
That's an interesting twist.
It's shot really above the waist
way.
When it's bouncing.
I'd rather just play regular dodgeball and cream them. But, you know,
oh, yeah, same
I'm
here.
Old
like,
school.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, we're going to definitely discourage headshots in the league. And,
yeah.
You know,
well, you know what would be cool is if you had one or two balls that could only be rolled. So then you've got balls being thrown and rolled at the same time. That
right,
would be cool.
If you can throw more balls in there, definitely make it a very exciting, fast-paced game, which is what we're going for.
Chad Day, and the website is, for folks to get more information.
Our website is at sevillessc.org.
And SSC is?
As for Sports and Social Club, just the abbreviation.
Sportsandsocialclub.org. So it's www.ssc.org?
www.sevillessc.org.
Sevillessc.org for adult kickball and dodgeball in our area. Chad Day, thank you for moving here, and thank you for putting this together. This is really cool.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
We'll have you on. Come back when you have the dodgeball up and running, because I'd like to hear about it.
Oh, certainly.
Very cool.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.